For these days, the mitzvah of Spiras HaOmer. Sfaratim Lachem says the Pasuk in Parashat Emor, Perachof Gimel, Pasuk Tesvav. Sfaratim Lachem Imochoros HaShabos Yoyim Aviyachem Betzoyim HaTnufo Sheva Shaboso Yistrimo Yistiyenos Ad Mimochoros HaShabos HaShviyas Tisbu Chamishim Yoyim Yikraft Mincho Chadosh Al Hashem. The mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, which is a mitzvah say, to count the machloikas rishonim, if the mitzvah today is to count the Raisa or the Rabbanon. We don't have the Omer HaTnufa, don't have the Karbonas that are necessary according to this. Some rishonim will hold that the mitzvah of Sfiras to count to the offer from the Omer. Therefore, Bisman Azel, the mitzvah Sasevi has become, this mitzvah Sasevi has come to the Rabbanon. Therefore, some hold that you shouldn't say the Nusuch. It's okay, Rosh Hashanah says it's okay to say it because I didn't make an issue with this. I can't be talking the Nusuch. It's not fair. I mean, this Sasevi is Kavanah for whatever the mitzvah is saying. The Rabbanon is also a mitzvah, okay, the Raisa. Those who have made to say can say it, those who don't. What? That's the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. And what is the story? What do we get to the end? The craft a mincha chadosh al Hashem. The purpose is to bring a mincha chadosh al Hashem. The Hainu to Matir. In Beis Hamikdash, we know that the Omer is coming to Matir, the Tzvua, and Gvuin. It's coming to Matir, the Gvuin, that we're allowed to eat what we call Be'etzem, as in Siman Tov Beit Tes, which people should attack and try to be makbid on. It's very not partial, especially Manazer, the Eden of Chodosh and Yoshon. Yoshon, Baruch Hashem, Bachrim, all do that, men in the latter part of the day, but Chodosh. Chodosh is something that you have to try to be mavid. Mishpura speaks about very stark, and like I said, especially when I said, what's able to do it. Then we makiv the Omer, now we're allowed to eat from all the wheat that was planted throughout the year. Until then, we're not allowed to eat, and then we wait another 50 days and we count, and now again we can be makiv. We can be makiv another mincha offering. Another mincha offering, which is called the mincha chadosha, and that is matir. And Beis Hamikdash now, the tefillah that's brought for the Beis Hamikdash, there's a heter in tefillah and a heter in Beis Hamikdash. Beis Hamikdash, the hilik of Beis Hamikdash. Now the kabbalas can be brought from the new tefillah. Because that we brought on Pesach was the Omer, was brought from Sa'orim, as we know, barley. And that we bring on the Mincha Sa'orim, Mincha Sa'orim, Shtei Alechem, what we call on Shavuos, is made out of wheat. And what I want to understand, what I'm trying to delve into today, is the correlation, the connection between the fact that the Omer according to the Rambam, the Oimer today is Be'emes, it's not, it's the Raisa today, the Oimer, but according to most Rishonim, the Oimer is a chelik of the mitzvah. The Akrobis Oimer, bringing the Oimer, which is matter the Tfua, if we don't have a Oimer, we don't have the mitzvah of the Sphere. So we see a direct correlation between this mitzvah of bringing the Korban HaOmer and the mitzvah of counting towards the time that we're able to makriv Shtei Alechem in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Torah says that day that we're going to bring this Mincha Chadosha on the 50th day, B'yoyim Aviyachem as Mincha Chadosha. The Mepharshim Shtel, the Mepharshim Torah asked the Kasha, why does the Torah not tell us exactly that it's the Yoyim of Matan Torah? The Kliyoka Shtal Zachadish, this Shaila, the Torah should tell, count the 50 days, the Krapta Mincha Rosh Hashem, on the Yom of Shavuos of Matan Torah. And the Kliyoka says, a big yisoid. Simin liyoyim an toiro, ki ha toiro tzrich liyos chadosha eitzel ha'odom b'chol yoyim. Toiro has to be new and fresh. Toiro has to be something that's exciting. Something that we make a big deal about. Something that we treat it as, it's a new opportunity. It's something that wasn't here before. Kivayoyim kivlo me'asinai. And that's what he writes. Hashem didn't want to really give a day. The Torah is not mentioned anywhere. Yoyim matan Torah. Doesn't say anything. We've called on Shavuos and all the tefillah of Yoyim matan Torah. But in the Torah, there's no day. Pesach has a day. It says in the Torah, this is Yom Pesach. It says in the Torah, that Sukkot. It says the Torah says, but doesn't tell us that Matan Torah. Look there. Shal Matan Torah l'rotz Hashem l'hagvil yom yiduah v'shatzorach ha'odam sh'yadoyim alay v'chol yoyim v'yoyim mikol yomayis ha'shonah ki v'oyis ha'yoyim kivla me'asim. Torah is something that the approach to Torah is that this has never been before and it never will be. And the Torah that I'm being given to be mechadish now, the Torah that I'm going to learn with my seichel, with my understanding, the understanding of the Torah that's going to be mechadish now is something that was never. And everybody has that koyach to mechadish chidushim that no one else in the history of the world was able to mechadish. Afil Rabbi Kiva Ega didn't think of your chiddush. That's for sure not. He's not going to think of your chiddush. No. Afil Rabbi Kiva Ega didn't think of your chiddush. What's the pshat? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave a koyach in every mensch of chiddush to mechadish. You say me? In the back of the Gemara of the Zohar, I remember Rav Scheinberg Shlita, Rav Shiva used to quote one of the Mepharshim. I have to look it up again later. Remember what the Zohar here? You can bring me over the Zohar. So the Maisa, he says over there an unbelievable zach. Fiski soy, ki bechol eis, kalas hashamoyim, that there's a smad for the chiddush to come to the world, and this chiddush has never been and it never will be. And the Sefer Hasidim writes that if an ha'ori in Gemara comes to you, and in the middle you're learning, you have an ha'ori, write it down. Why? Because if you don't, you're stealing from the rabbi. Yeah? You're a ganav. You might have shavzi pe keifa, you're a ganav. Why you're a ganav? Because it was only this gal to you, because it was the gal to you that you're supposed to be gal to the oilam. Me? Yanku Pfefferheimer? I go with my, you know, Ben Azman, I don't even wear a white shirt. I can be chadish a chidush when I go into you limb. I can be chadish a chidush. Yeah? Because Baruch Hu gave to everybody by Matan Torah, their chelik in Torah. And your chelik in Torah, we say every day. Otherwise, you're shakur in Tvila. She wanted based on Migdash. The Seichel Kedem is a Yosef. Everybody has own chelik. Everybody has own portion. And it's a zman for that chidush also. That's the chidush. So I don't want that you have your own portion. But it's a zman that chidush has to be kind of, because Bo sends the orders down to you. And you have to say it over. You have to be chasim and got megalas to orders because they even gave it to you. This is Torah HaKdoisha. And you have people in our generation are writing Svarim and Britney, and you see, there's no end to them. And they're coming out more and more Svarim and everything. Chidushim upon Chidushim. This was never done before, said before. The pshat is now it came time to this God of the world. And it wouldn't have been the God before. And he brings the Gemara in the Vintak and the Dalit. That the Torah says, and Bemis, you had it also in Brahma Samach Gimel Amid Beis, Amen Dalit. The Gemara says that Torah is Nimshal Adad. Torah. But like the dud from a woman, she calls Macha Tina Mimashi Bahu Moiti by Tam, Chodosh. Tagatoyra Konahoigiva Moiti Bachol Yoim Tam Chodosh. The Torah attack wanted us to understand, and this is that's the Jan Mincha Chadosha. So we have to realize that Yoim Matin Torah is Be'emes every day. Because in every day, what was Matan Torah? It was Giloy Torah, the revelation of Torah to the world. And every single day, there's a revelation of Torah to the world. That should be revealed when you sit down to learn. You come to Beis Medrash, you know, skipping along after your hearty breakfast with your Honey Nut Cheerios. And you come into Beis Medrash, and you say, who am I? You know, what am I? It's an 18-year-old Bacha, and I do whoever I ask. And now I'm going to learn. So I'm going to learn Torah. So what? You know, what does it mean? What does it mean to me? And you don't realize. You don't know just right now that you could be coming to this base medrash, seeing that the lower Yechavusa, he happens to be from Los Angeles, California, or Portland, Oregon. You are from Edgeware, or from Hendon, wherever it is. And you sit together and all of a sudden learning basmada, boom! Because Baruch sent the blitz down and that thing was never, ever, ever heard in the world. It was in Chadish now. But come on, Rabbi, you know how people learn Kedushin? Just go into Shanky's or to Nanny's and see how many Gemara's stacked up. You walk in, that was when there was man, all the Bachel coming in with their new fresh Gemara's, Baruch Hashem, Mincha Chadasha, different pshat, fresh Gemara. Crack it open, and then you see it on the shovel, the under man, the same shape, same look the same, with the price tag on the back. Stack them up, George. Put them away for next man. It made the Mincha Chadasha, because the guy doesn't understand. He thinks all that's the Chodesh is the paper. But he doesn't realize what the Chodesh is worth, that the same words cause man. It's unbelievable stuff, Torah. It's unbelievable, I said. Then as man, I was working on it, Torah's the Magus, which I said, Shiron. And Mamish was Magus, this Chiddush, this Yisoid of the Gemara Ne'evin, calls Mamish from Mashkish Bob, Moitzi Batam. That as the more you go into Torah, you go into Nachamotan, Nachachid, Nachachid that you never saw before, something that you never heard before. Rav Shach, Sof Dinan, Gadal, the Gavar, the Helika, Moreinu ve'abeinu. He once said in the Shmuz, what's the pshat that I get up to say Sheklali? I get up and say my own chiddush. I get up and say something over for myself. The etzer doesn't make sense. I should get up and say over Ksais Achayshin. Son of Shah, who am I compared to the Ksais? I should get up and just say over him, Kivega. I could say something better than Kivega. You could say something better than the Ksais. Because if Shah zakt, if the pshat is, the reason why I say my own is because it's Torah's Chayim. It's living Torah now. That's why he says he always, even his later years, in the late 90s, he always tried to understand again the sugya and say, because he said, if I say over what I once said, so that's Torah's Yashar, that's old Torah, about Rav Kiv Eger's Chishma Stone is better than my Chish. Even though it's a Chiddush. But I say now, it was Chiddush just now, before the Shia, whatever, this time period. That's Torah's highest life, Torah. It's a different in Madrega of Torah. And every day, we can tap into that source of life, that's Torah's Chayim. Life, Torah. And you, yeah, you young Vachel, sitting somewhere in Ramat Shlomo in the corner, looking at the Tosis, and you can mechadesh, a chidush, that never came to the world. Person understands that when he's coming in. You know what that means? You can mechadesh what that means. There's going to be a chilek of Torah. There's going to be a modern Torah now. There's going to be a modern Torah. People said, wow, you know, some schnook singer's coming and to some Binyani Uma, and big posters go up showing him with his microphone and his nice suit, his gelled back hair. And he's going to sit there and everybody, wow. You know, running to the mic, whatever you do to pay tickets, get tickets. Lahav the Elv Abdullahs. There's a kiddush of the Doylem. There's Maimon Har Sinai. Torah is going to be given again. No one's coming. No. Torah is going to be given again. You can imagine the scene. Big thing. You know, like I said, like, you know, I saw in the Blumenkrantz, he has this digest, base of digest, so he was talking a little bit fun about the, how people go away to Inna, I mean, probably discussing the issue of people going away for Pesach, these hotels, you know, like, supposed to experience Spirit of Shiva, you know, come to Disney World for Pesach. The Pesach Seder with Mickey. And drink the four cokes with Donald Duck, you know. And imagine, you know, people get a little bit, a little absurd of what the whole purpose of Pesach is. You know, if there's no Cholod Moed trip to Six Flags, or who knows what, to an amusement park, is Nishkeven Pesach. What are you doing for Pesach? So, you know, yes, regular, but, oh, wait, I can't wait for this day. No, I meant you're going to the concert, Cholod Moed. Freeze performance. Rabbi Fried. The kids are. But at the end of the day, Levisa, that's Pesach. Can you imagine the scene? Relive seeing Muhammad Ali seen I come to the Sinai Desert. Come to the Sinai Desert, relive. Go over in the fort, you know, in the steps of the forefathers, relive it. Go back to the mountaintop. Sinai, that's it, we're going to go Mamish, and because we're supposed to come again, down, and Mamish, the excitement in the air, Mamish, Mamish has Sinai, this is the whole Yadus, is based on this, and all the from talk about that, the proof that Yadus is one of the big proofs, that Yadus is the end, they said, because we revealed himself to 600,000 people, and Mamish has Sinai spoke, we heard cool clients, not one guy woke up with a dream. I had a dream and I heard 600,000 people all together claim that this was the Messiah, the Messiah of Maimon Har Sinai. According to Ramban Zachiv Doraisa, to remember Zohar as Maimon Har Sinai. And if you imagine there was going to be a Mamatziah, the Basco went out, everybody's coming tomorrow night. We're going to re-experience this. It would be exciting in the air. It's mine, but I've seen it again. And of course, it is Kliyoko that transpires every single day. Every single day. This Bruchadish Miyami Kraft, the Mincha Chato Shel Hashem. So, what's the Pshara? So, maybe we can touch. That's the Inyan of Sfira. Sfira is the preparation to this day to come to the Yisod of Mincha Chadosha. But Mincha Chadosha means that just like, according to the Kliyokas Havon, is that the Torah wrote Mincha Chadosha that we have to experience the Hischachus of Torah. And every year, the reason why the Torah wrote Mincha, the reason why the Torah said that we're bringing these korbanos, which is what? It's matering chodosh. It's matering the new grain that now can become yoshan. That we want to establish a yisoid of things being new and fresh and exciting. That's the purpose of counting towards these korbanos. The first korban is also the new, fresh carbon brought from the Oyman that was never just harvested, fresh and new, to matter the new grain. And count 50 days to the Beis Hamikdash to matter, or Mincha Chadosha to matter the new grain for the Beis Hamikdash that should be used in the Kabbalah, the Minchas further, only from new grain. Because the Yisrael of Man Toim is that it has to be new. That's the sincere of Limnat Torah. Because Baruch Hu didn't give a date of Torah. Because Torah in its essence is something that has to be new. It has to be something Hischachus, Chidush. And that's how we learn. And not only that's how we learn, but also that's how we remember Torah. And people have a big problem today. Rabbi, I don't really get Geshmack Rooney. Why not? Well, you see it. I can't even remember what I learned last month in Yeshiva Torah Chai. Forgot the name of the Sefer. I once had a Bacha interview. I was in Rebbe Torah. And after I heard the Bacha, I said, you know what? What Gemara do you want to do? I said, you know what? I said, pick the Gemara you learned. We went over to the shelf. I was standing by the shelf. I said, you know, pick the Gemara you learned last month. We'll go over there. He stood there for 10 minutes. He couldn't remember. I'm not talking about what he learned in ninth grade. What did you learn last month? Think it out. One of these. We can narrow it down for you. It's probably one of 7 to 7. Was it getting? I don't know. What did you learn? I'm not talking about, you know, you remember the blood, the tafu was on. What sugya did you learn? I said, what mesech did you learn? Stumped him on that one. But Bacha, we're laughing at this Bacha. So as a better, I remember what we learned in the Sefer Bracha, so we say, old man, and that's not Bacha Hashem we accomplished, and that's there. Bacha Zora, Brichaza, do you remember? Do you remember the Sugyas? It's a whole shmuz in itself, even of Chazara, that people have to spend so much time. It's the biggest Yetzer Hara. I just saw from a sweet face of Frank. He said that Vice Dois, Chazara is the most important thing in learning. V'orayim Yetzer Hara has such a shbechom against it. The biggest Yetzer Hara is the biggest shbechom against Chazara. Because the person with Chazara, he would know. And he would know he'd feel good about himself. Because when a person has the ideas, you ask him a shayla, what's the ideas? The Sugin Brachas, Chav Dalet. What's the dinner guy it is? The Sugin Kedusha, the Sugin Gittin, you know it. What's the halacha in Masa Becholav? Sinus Tzadik Beis. What's the halacha in Hilchas Ribbis? You have clarity and you learn, you remember it. You feel good, you feel your Talmud Chacham, you feel your person that knows. But we forget. Because the Gemara is oft. That's kosher liknois. Torah is kosher liknois. Tichli zav, v'kal lahavdon, tichli zchuchas. It's very easy, it's so hard to acquire it, to get it clear, the clarity, this tichli zav. And it's so easy to lose it, like a glass that you just tip, cracks. How does it stay in the memory bank? How does it stay in the place that Moshe finds these are the unbelievable words. Pasuk says in Tehillim Kuf Yud Tes, Plo ois nifloisecha, alkein itzorasam nafshi. Plo ois, Tela! Zok at Moshe, I said this term, does anybody remember the first time they saw an elephant? Of course, I was 4 years old, I'll never forget it. Grandma Sue took me to the zoo. And she bought me a little balloon. And the balloon got lost. That's a different story. And I saw that elephant, I can't forget the elephant! What's the pshat of the Moshe? Why did you forget it? Because it's flowing, it's on a pillar, something that's wondrous, something that's stupendous. Something that's exciting, it sticks in the memory. It's a chinush! So that Moshe, if we learn that way, flois, niflois, flois, flois, edusecha. If your word, Torah, is edus, tell them the six words in Kuf Yud Tes that all refer to Torah, one of them is edus, flois, edusecha. Alkein et tzorosa namshi, if my soul keeps them inside. See if I remember it, because it's chodosh. That's the Betzias. I want to say, Rabbi Zubzfat and Lachem, count for yourselves, establish in yourselves, yoim yoim, day day, everything's new. Let's try in the Svira, Rabbi Zubzfat. Everything has its own identity. Everything is its own thing. Everything is not just one big blob of dafim, one big blob of ideas. Everything has its own identity. Somebody has his own identity. Somebody that has his own uniqueness. Makes a person remember, causes a person to understand its greatness. You look at it differently. This is you count the day. Means that you give significance to the day. What do we count the most of what he's saying? Ha money, Rishu Gemara, ha money. You count our money. Something that you count, you give significance to it. It's important to you. Every day that's counted shows that the day has significance. It's important. And that's the achana usfat elachem, that you should make that achana. Yom yom. Because we have to establish his chachus, newity, everything has to be fresh and special. Torah, there's no such thing as old. The same piece of Gemara is not old. You'll press it again, you'll learn it again. Not a chidush. And this is the greatest tool against the Yetzer Hara. Today it hit me in the davening. Rish Chodesh. Moshna in the tefillah, Rish Chodesh, we said in Musaf today. Mizbeach chodosh b'tzion tochin. But we said even more of a lush, and anybody who's ever oimed on this, don't have to answer, I know the answer. But the ma'isa, every Rosh Chodesh you said this, Rabbi Yisrael. Yusirei chatnos, we all broshi chodoshim, zikron lukhud, ushushuas nafsham yad zoinei. It's the Shushua Asnam Shem Yad Zoyne. It's the positive shot is that every Chodesh we wipe away, we start new, but that's Kuvidim Pot. That's the biggest fight camp against the Yetzer Hara. The antidote against the Yetzer Hara is Mizbeach Chodosh. It's Rosh Chodesh. Miyat Soine. Who's our Soine? The Yetzer Hara. Yetzer Hara is trying to stop us. How does he stop us? With Yashan. All the meanings of Yashan. A lot of Yashan. A lot of Shina and Yashan, all those words together. Oh, make it old! No freshness. Yiddishkeit is old. Goes to how we wish on Hashem. No, there's nothing new. Again, the same route. Reish Chodesh is the antidote. It's new birth. It's a new Ischachus. We count to the moon. It's always changing. There's always newity. There's always freshness. That's the Metzius of Yiddishkeit. And if it's old, if it's not fresh, we dive in the same way, we learn the same, we read the same words, and there's no chidush, then we're missing the boat. Best you saw the Sfiras HaOmer, counting these days, giving uniqueness, giving, showing that special, showing every day counts, showing that we're counting toward that Mincha Chadosha, showing that we can establish in ourselves this tremendous, unbelievable koyach of chidush, that every year, no matter who he is and what he does, he can be a mechadish in Torah, he can be a mechadish in Tefillah, he can raise the level, if he feels that he's going to die like he was 6 years old his whole life, in chas v'sholoi, he's not a yid. Yid is doing in the morning, we can be mechadish. Mischadish betuva, mechadish betuvai. Sheheim asil mischadish kemoisa, we say in the Lashon HaDorah Kiddush Levana. We the mechadish kemoisa. We have that innate ability to mischadish. And especially at the beginning of this month. Now we have the opportunity, as cholos hazman, to establish that koya from the beginning. Not to miss a day. Those people who thought they got away with it, oh, okay, we got back late, oh, wow, we cut this man. What do you have from it? You didn't start from the beginning. According to Shitas and Tzvira Sa'ayim, some Shitas, you can't count Tzvira anymore. Every day is so precious. Every day of this man is so precious. I don't understand why a guy couldn't be back for the time of this man. He only had 7.5 weeks of vacation. Not enough time. Rebbe, I need an extra weekend. For what? To eat Cracker Jacks. If it's an opportunity to come to the base medrash and start off that school with chidush. Those who are smart, those who are mavia, those who are going to grow and gain, came on time for this man. Sometimes it's a ain simamish. But those who feel that we got away with it, we came back late. So what do you have? You have back to the Yashan. Zoycha be'ezah Hashem v'voisa. At the time Zincha, Zoycha to understand this Yisoy, this concept, especially in Meisiyun, we count every day, realize that this day is another day, an opportunity, another day of Chidush, another day that's not going to come back, another day that we can establish ourselves in our own learning, our own v'voisa Hashem, our own particular Chidush, that don't shout to us. And when a person is mechadish in Torah, when he has his own Torah, the steiging, it sends you into outer space. There's no greater time of Boisai. Then when the Kodesh Baruch Hu mezakeh you with a chidush, that you were zoicha, according to some achrayim, is a shtil nevuah. A chidush in Torah, that's another reason, what sort of achrayim, he brings, I think, from the altar, that's a din of kodesh nevuah, sorry, the Kodesh Baruch Hu megala, chidush, again, the Kodesh Baruch Hu now gave you a shtil nevuah. The opportunity here is to rise to a moment from Hasidei and Kabbalah, revelation of Torah, every single day. Baruch Ato Hashem Noisei Natoya, we say. He's giving in the present tense. We come to that appreciation through the Koyach of Svira, of counting. In our Lachem, we will be changed people. When we come on Chag Shavuos this year again to Mekabel the Torah Mechadosh, it's not going to be Stam and Adam Shavuos. We were drinking tea all night. And we'll realize the opportunities that's inherent, that everybody can get their own chelik in Torah. That's given out every year on Shavuos according to the Shlo. It's not, but you're given your chelik for that year. The Koyot and Mechaz is every day, but the chelik in Torah. The Seichel Keinu B'Sarasar, that chelik that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you last Shavuos, according to how much you wanted it, as we'll discuss later. The preparation to understand that the more you Mechazish, so the Ratzon and the Sheifa and the Tzipiyah,
So having that day, to have more time, is tremendous of wisdom. You should be zeichah to count the days, and make the day count. Zeichah to the emissary sphere, leading up to the Yom HaGodol V'Hanoira, Yom Kabbalah HaTorah, zeichah to our chelek in Torah, and have your name.